matter where you are, you are being watched. In today's world, no one is off the grid. Existing in the modern world has been forever changed. What's out there?
What's out there?
Most people don't want to know, but you are about to get clued in. This is Patriot Games.
Patriot Games.
We'll explore different intelligence, techniques, spycraft, and the latest cutting-edge technology that will blow your mind. We'll introduce you to pros who've spent careers in the intel community with incredible stories. We'll expose it all. Welcome to Patriot Games. And now your host, Greg Phillips.
Hey, everybody, it's Greg Phillips. Welcome back to Patriot Games. We have a special show today. Super excited about this. All of you know that we've been involved with our Open Ink project now for a number of years and have stumbled and bumbled our way through it. I think I started it in 2016 as a wiki. It's made its way now to we had a beta version that we launched last year that we took it down and we put it back up and we took it back down and we started launching special collections and have recently redone our search capability. But the most important thing and the item about which we are most excited, Catherine and I want to introduce you to the new voice of Open Ink, April Moss. April, welcome to Patriot Games.
Hey, Greg, it's such an honor to be here with you today. And I'm really excited about the great content that we're going to be able to provide to people through the Open Ink podcast show.
You know, it's so exciting for me. And as I said a minute ago, it's hard for me to stomach or swallow the idea that I've been messing around with this since 2016 and haven't quite pushed it over the edge. But I sort of feel like this is really a kickoff, even though we've had the site out there for quite a while. We've had millions of viewers, and thanks to all of you that have been to the site and signed up. And for those of you that haven't signed up, open.ink, you can go in, sign up. And we'll send out newsletters and all that kind of stuff. But the most important thing that we have, is April in the show. We have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of documents in Open Ink. As you know, many of you have seen some of our special collections. We did one on John G. Trump, President Trump's uncle. We did another one on the state of Georgia that we've just recently talked about a little bit. You can go see those on open.ink/JGT for Trump and Georgia for the Georgia one. And then we have a whole bunch of J6 stuff. And we're going to be cranking out a bunch of new special collections. But again, you know, putting a voice to it is so important, April. And can you give everybody just maybe a little bit about your background and you know, how you not only how you got here, but I think people be interested to hear your story. It's really pretty impressive.
Well, for those that don't know who I am a meteorologist and a journalist, and I worked for CBS in Detroit for nearly a decade before blowing the whistle on my local television station during live TV, during my weather forecast, because they were lying to the people because of the propaganda that was being pumped out by my television station. And I didn't want to be a part of it anymore. But more importantly, I wanted the public to know that they were not to be trusted. And I come at this from a perspective of I'm a Christ follower. I have 4 wonderful sons that I'm trying to raise along with my husband. We've been married happily for nearly 19 years. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And my whole goal in life is to raise godly young men. Well, you can't do that if you're raising them up and they're believing that what's on the television is truth when it's lies. And so I, you know, prayed about what to do. My husband had my back and he said, you got to do this. And together as a family, we made the decision that I was going to walk away from my career as a meteorologist. My life could have been a lot easier had I just stayed silent, but I didn't want to. And I'm so honored and humbled to be able to now devote my life to doing things that matter and helping to raise awareness of the things that we need to know about. And that's why I'm so excited that, Greg, that you had this vision for the show, because we're going to be able to give people real solid information that they can share with friends and family so that they can make educated decisions. You know, the Bible says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Well, we are going to be a knowledge storehouse with Open Ink and with the Open Ink podcast. And I can't wait to bring you in-depth interviews, conversations. We've got the documentation to back up everything that we're going to be talking about. And we really have a broader vision, too, that this show will be something that parents will want to even have their teenagers listen to as part of their curriculum for homeschool. And this is going to be a resource that people all across the country and world will want to come to say, well, listen, what the mainstream media is saying about this, you know, isn't true. And when I even do a Google search, I'm not sure if those answers are true. So where do I go to get truth? Well, you go to open.ink. And we're going to have all of the collections compiled. We're going to have more and more projects and documents and data continually uploaded for you and your families to be able to use. And you can trust that it's not going to be changed or altered by AI, that this is going to be a wealth of information on pretty much any topic. So right now, we're excited to bring you a series that we're going to talk about, and we're hoping to launch this in the next couple of weeks, and we'll have all of the information on how you can access the show, and we'd love to help you be able to stay educated and keep your family informed on the important topics that the mainstream media won't tell you about.
You know, April, it really resonates with me, in part because of the John G. Trump collection. We started this. We had five or six. Some of them were volunteers. Some of them were helping us. Just trying to get a one of the first big collections going. While we were working on the John Trump one, the whole thing came up with Connick. We went to jail, and we decided the day before our discovery was due to the other side, we decided just to take. We had nothing to hide. We decided to take everything in our discovery for the Connick case and put it out into Open Ink. So you can go to open.ink/Connick and see everything that we were going to give to the judge and going to give to the court relative to our discovery or to their discovery of us. And we dumped it in there. And like 2 days later, they dropped the case. And you know, we thought, well, gosh, that was pretty cool. Then we started sort of conglomerating or accumulating or gathering all of the information that had been accumulated by some of the researchers on John Trump. And as I began to look through it again, I'm like, this is unbelievable. And then we find his war diary. What was really fascinating about the war diary, and I had no idea, didn't see this anywhere, didn't even see it really coming, but he was the longest tenured professor at MIT. He was heavily involved in the radar solutions that ended up helping us win World War II. And the consequence of that is that he spent a lot of his time in World War II in the UK, in Great Britain. And so I'm looking through this thing and I'm thinking, man, this is an amazing war diary. I mean, and he had been meticulous. And, you know, I presented in front of the Queen today and I did this and I did that. I'm like, this is crazy. Then I found out that there is another war diary over in the UK in Oxford that one of the researchers found, and we paid for it, ordered it, had it sent over. And it was like 130 pages different than the one that was in MIT. And begging the question then, well, my goodness, what was in that 130 pages that they didn't want, out there?
Yeah.
And it was just a really fun adventure. We had the great fortune of being able to present it to President Trump at a big political event in Alabama. And he was just so gracious, and not just his praise for Open Ink and what we had done, but really for helping America and helping others around the world really understand just who John G. Trump really was. This guy was, he was one of the greatest physicists of our time. As I said, he was instrumental in the war in Europe in World War II. Just stories about the family and pictures and young, an interesting piece is one picture of John Trump as a young man looks so much like Barron Trump, President Trump's son, that putting them side by side is like eerie. It's like, whoa, that is crazy. So it's so much fun to see those kinds of things. You don't see it all on Google or any of the other major search engines. And so we like to think of it as kind of a giant curated search engine that we're going to go through and do research on. But as you said, there's so many topics and so many things we could delve into. One of the reasons we're excited about having you is your expertise and knowledge around the vaccines and all the things that are going to come out of that. We hope to see a lot of really interesting stuff there. And and like you said, I mean, having kids be involved in it, and my poor grandson and his sister have to spend a lot of time listening to their papa, kind of babble on about this kind of stuff. But April, this is like what it's all about, right? I mean, we feel like we're sort of preserving history for these kids, the real truth rather than some, bogus truth about America's past. I just can't wait. I mean, I look forward to hearing your show and seeing you. What do you think? What do you think the future of Open Inc. looks like?
Yeah, well, I think it's first of all very bright, and I can imagine that as we continue to sound the alarm of the importance of making sure that we're preserving documents that don't get manipulated by AI. Many of the viewers right here on the show, they know that the agenda is to change the Bible. We have a version of the Bible already on open.inc. And I just want to say, it's really important that everyone understands it's open.ink, not open.inc. So open.ink. And this is going to be a place where we're going to continue to keep searching and scraping for the real authentic documents through FOIA requests and many other, researchers coming alongside and helping us get this information. But we'd love to hear from you, too. If there's a topic that you go on to open.ink and you say, hey, you don't have anything about this yet, we'd love to hear that. So please give us that feedback, and that'll give us a good goal point to set for. We are going to be talking about central bank digital currencies coming up. We're going to be providing all of the information on that. We're going to have special guests join the show who are experts in that field. We have NSA documents that are just amazing. They're phenomenal. I spent some time on the website yesterday looking through the different NSA documents. We're going to be kind of dissecting some of those things and saying, hey, did you guys even know that this happened? Or what about this? And it's just interesting information. Certainly something that could be as part of a history curriculum, and even just for the general public who has no idea the technologies that the military has had for decades. We're going to be delving into some of that stuff. Because I know that the average person, if they're not military minor, they don't have a military intelligence background, they have no idea that the military has had certain technologies for a long time. And we actually have the evidence of these things in open.inc. It's just very fascinating to go through and read up on some of those things. But we're going to be, our job is going to be going in and finding the most compelling information, bringing it to the forefront for you to make it easy, but then also encouraging you, hey, if you want to go deeper, you want to dig deeper, go ahead. Head over to the website, create a free account. We always want to make this free for everyone. But we'd love to have your support. So I'm excited about launching this. We'll have it up and running in the next couple of weeks, and I'm really honored to partner, Greg, with you and Catherine in this endeavor. And I remember being there in Arizona with you guys at the Pit when you were presenting all of this information on the Konex story. And, you know, it was palpable, the seriousness of the situation and also the dire need for a platform like OpenDot Inc. to be able to provide transparency to the public. It's so important when we have sunlight and transparency on things, then those that want to deceive are not able to do so. So kudos to you and Catherine for having that courage, conviction, and, you know, you guys are bright shining lights right now in a very dark world. So I'm honored to partner with you in this endeavor.
Well, thanks, April. We, you know, one of the visions that Catherine had, and she's really been a real driver on, is training people and getting building more and more researchers. There are, you know, all sorts of different techniques for scraping. You know, you've got to do it ethically. You've got to do it legally sometimes, depending on what site you're in. And we're going to install a learning management system so that we can train people how to do certain advanced techniques and research. Maybe invite some of our better researchers in to teach one or two of the classes. We're looking forward to that. We're developing a, think of it as kind of a chat room, that diggers will be able to, if they're digging on John Trump or Konex or whatever else it is, being able to create their own room and share information and share chat. We're going to be uploading that here in the next month or so. And really just look forward to this being a community of researchers, a community of journalists, a community of really anyone who wants to come in and really know and understand. And I love the idea, April, of people contributing their own ideas to this. That's genius. So, I mean, even in this chat room, if you have an idea for something you'd like to look at, put it in the chat. Send it to grace@open.inc. We'll forward it along to our team and start looking through it. And then as April begins to roll this out, the chat in her show, if you come up with an idea while she's talking, just note it in there. I mean, if there's something we missed, if there's something that you think would be a better approach, let's put it in there. Maybe we can get you involved. Maybe we can, you know, maybe we can let you kind of take the lead on some of the research. So really nothing's off the table. It's all about transparency. It's all about, you know, we started this because of open records. And we wanted a place to be able to put open records, whether they be from the courts or wherever. I had been provided back in 2016 a database of non-citizens in the United States. And, man, I mean, we announced that we were going to, you know, release this list, and everything in the world happened. I mean, everything blew up and went crazy. But I think back to that and I'm like, that was really ham-handed on my part. What would have been really cool is to do some research on this. And I've now learned that more non-citizens will come across the border during the Biden administration than the entire time that Ellis Island was open. And come in and learn about those things and really try to understand them. There's a huge misunderstanding out there about how many non-citizens are even in America. There was a Pew report done back in the early 2000s, 2001, and it said there were approximately 9 million. The media has talked about that as though it's still a fact since 2001. It wasn't a fact in 2001. It wasn't a fact in 2016 when I blew it up again. And it's not a fact now. It's probably closer to 45 or 50 million by now. But being able to tell that story and tell it in the context of Ellis Island and of the history of immigration into America. Last night I was thinking about you, April. I was on a plane coming back to Alabama and sat next to a guy. Actually, I'll pull out his card so I don't mess it up. His name is J.D. Walker. Mr. Walker is maybe the premier immigration lawyer in America. And, of course, he handles legal immigration. And so he, you know, kind of looks at it in a whole different way than I do. But we had this incredibly interesting conversation about the difference between illegal immigration and legal immigration. And it was just fascinating. So, and I was thinking, you know, I need to call April because this guy needs to be on April's show. I learned so much on an hour and a half flight from Mr. Walker, But those are the kind of things that are golden to be able to teach folks. I mean, everybody fusses and complains and gripes about what's happening at the border, and rightly so. It's the number one issue in America. Catherine and I were down there fairly recently. We've been watching what's happening in, through the Darien Gap over the last couple of years, through our friend Michael Yon, and watching this whole thing sort of unfold. Being able to tell that story in an article is one thing, but when you can bring in, you know, hundreds of thousands of articles or hundreds of thousands of bits of information to support the story, have the entire research, and then get a guy like J.D. Walker to react to the enormity of it all and give you, you know, a perspective from a, you know, maybe the greatest professional in that space in the legal side ever in America. It's like, okay, that's what we need to be doing. We need to be educating. I might not agree with everything that J.D. Walker says. And in fact, I think he and I have sort of explored a couple areas where we don't agree on a lot of things. But that's okay, right? Let's tell the truth. Let's get it all out there. Let's get the experts to explain it. Let's gather all the data. Let's look at what happened in Ellis Island and everything in between now and then. What happened during the Trump administration? What happened during the Biden administration? Who's doing what? We've learned everything from the Bush Wall. People don't even remember that there was a Bush Wall. There was a Bush Wall built that was about 20 feet tall, and people could literally scale it. There was really no way to keep them on one side of the wall because of the way the wall was built. Not only was the Trump wall genius because it's 30 feet tall, and that's a whole different deal. Being off the ground 20 feet, being off the ground 30 feet is a whole different deal. But the way that they covered the top part with sort of a solid steel, almost a barrier on both sides, so you know you couldn't just throw a rope over, tie it on, pull yourself up, let yourself down, you're good to go. You got to figure out how to get past that last 5 feet where, you know, you get to the top and you got five more feet of steel to before you can even try to get over the top. And you think about all those things, and people talk a lot about the tunnels and all the different stuff. This is the reason that OpenAI needs to exist. It's the reason that your show needs to exist, because people need to understand this. And, you know, and the media misleads in so many ways, sometimes not purposefully, many times purposefully. But to have all of the data out there and then just, look, if you don't believe us, here it is. Go knock yourself out. And you read it for yourself. And that's what excites me. It always has from the very beginning, that, you know, look, let truth prevail. Let truth prevail. Whether, you know, it can't be my truth, it can't be your truth, April. It has to be the truth. And that's why we're excited about OpenAI.
Yeah, it's going to be a great partnership. And so we're so honored and thankful for each one of you that are excited about this show. We're going to need your help getting the word out about it, too. So thank you for all of you for tuning in today to this and to hearing my story. And I look forward to serving you guys.
Jump on open.ink and sign up. And we'll send you all the notices. I think we're going to get April all squared away on at least Rumble, YouTube, possibly Locals. Not sure where all we're going just yet. We'll definitely put this through the normal podcast channels. Guys, thank you again so much for everything you do, all of your support for Patriot Games. In advance, I'll thank you for supporting April and supporting Open Inc. And we look forward to April. I cannot wait to see your show.
Thanks, Greg. It was a pleasure to be here today.
Thanks so much, everybody. Thanks for joining us on Patriot Games. Looking forward to the launch of Open Inc. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Patriot Games. Privacy is a thing of the past. No matter where you are, you're being watched. No one is off the grid. The intelligence community has access to technology that most Americans can't even imagine. And this show is here to expose all of it. For more info, to contact, and to stay up to date, visit the website at patriotgames.com. Until next time, keep your eyes open.